basically doing a whole host of things, trying to keep the city council and city management updated on things that could impact the fisheries. As you know, our whole economy is based on the wealth of our fisheries. You know, we have seen downturns in our various crab fisheries, the Pacific cod fisheries. As an example, we had three of the fixed gear fisheries closed within 9 or 10 days. The trawl cod fishery for the catcher vessels, which the shoreside plants depend on, went back fishing after their stand down February 9th, and they already got a closure announcement on the 16th of February. So they got the fish for a week. Just a whole host of things that I'll be doing. Similar to what I did 3-4 years ago when I was a full-time employee with the city as their fisheries resource person. I did that for 15 years.
So along those lines, give me a bit of background about your qualifications for this position.
I worked in the Alaska seafood industry for 30 years. I served on numerous committees on state and federal issues. I was mayor of the community, and I represented the city as mayor at North Pacific Council meetings. I was chairman of the Unalaska Fish and Game Advisory Committee for 20 years and was heavily involved with Board of Fish issues. I attended many of the Unalaska Native Fishermen's meetings. I've just been doing a whole host of things for over 30 years involved with fisheries in the community.
And so you recently moved to California after 40 years as a public official in Unalaska. Do you see any aspects of the new position being difficult now that you're no longer in Unalaska?
No, I don't think it'll be a problem. I plan on, I've been listening to the council meetings on KUCB. I plan on calling in telephonically to the Unalaska Fish and Game Advisory Group. And I talk to the ADF&G every week and get their take on the crab situation and state water ground fish fisheries that's ongoing. So those are all things that I monitor, and I do the weekly monitoring of all the various fisheries and make reports weekly to the council to give them an update and to the city manager and assistant manager.
What do you see as the number one issue facing Unalaska right now in terms of fisheries?
Some of the things that I'm really worried about is the pollock fishery and cod fisheries moving farther to the north, getting out of the warmer water in the Bering Sea. That could really impact Unalaska because catcher vessels that have to deliver to Unalaska and Akutan and King Cove, they're having to go further and further north to get the product. And that means longer runs and older product when they get to town. So if we have situations where we see more of our fisheries moving to the north, that's going to impact expenses and quality of product delivered. So those are some of the main things I see. And then we also have some endangered species issues, critical habitat that's moving forward right now at the federal level for humpback whales. And as you know, we have had lots of humpbacks that visit Unalaska. Federal side now is setting up a large amount of area as critical habitat for humpback whales to protect their prey species that they eat. And we're not quite sure what the impacts could be on our fisheries here. And that critical habitat is going all the way from Mexico all the way up until the middle of the Aleutian Islands. So it's a huge deal for all of the coastal areas in Alaska.
Well, is there anything else that I should have asked you or you'd like to share?
You know, I know it was a little controversial at the city council meeting on this contract. It's only for a year until they look at what is going on. But, you know, this is something I've been doing as a city employee for 15 years, and I was doing the same type of advocacy as mayor in the 90s and also just recently when my term ended in October. And I think, as I stated earlier, all our eggs are in the resources of the Bering Sea. I think we need to stay on top of the issues and monitor these issues and the various regulations that are coming down the line.